This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, we've got Brian, Gene, and Randall. Fascinating discussion, investigating things, reality, and other subjects. Randall?
It is so good that you guys stepped in on that when it managed to sideline the whole Romanek thing, because, I mean, that could look as bad as, DeLong's Mylar balloon kind of thing.
Exactly. And that's the thing is, back then, he was taken very seriously. We were the first ones to jump out and go, hold on, people. Let's really look at this. Let's put a critical eye on it and see what it might be.
Yeah, I guess also because of the veneer of being serious, because of the connection with a government UFO investigation and all that stuff.
Well, that, and, you know, one of the things that we could never figure out, it's like, you guys are so paranoid in saying our government is out to get us, but you want to form a government committee. There's something, you know, just sketchy about that whole thing to start with. The closer we looked at it, the more we realized that none of this was really panning out to be anything. You know, I'll say this from my perspective. Do we need to look into, you know, like SETI does, things like that? Absolutely. We need to look for extraterrestrial intelligence. We need to study the stars. We need to do that. But we don't want to start a party and say they're here unless we know for a fact they are. And, you know, so far, with the exception of a lot of personal experiences, we really don't know yet.
Of course, that's interesting. Obviously we know that there's fakes, there's hoaxes, there's highly questionable cases. There's a lot of misinformation out there. But from my perspective as someone who has been, following it for the better part of 50 years now, I do think that there is enough evidence. And when I say evidence, I do think that people's experiences count as evidence. And I think there's enough credible ones that it's no longer reasonable to say that nothing unusual is going on. Something really strange is going on, and it adds up to something alien. Exactly where they're coming from, we don't know. You know, all of the claims that we hear, we still can't put our finger necessarily on any which one and say, well, I know that one's true. And I know, but I know that one's not. You know, some of them we can go for sure. We know that's not true. But if
and the thing that you really need to look at with this is, and this holds true with any paranormal claim, just because we have looked at one case of X, whatever it is, and proven that it was a hoax or it was a misunderstanding, doesn't mean we instantly jump to the conclusion that the next time somebody makes that type of claim that we aren't even going to bother with it because they're a hoax. No, you have to look at every claim on its own merit, which it's a lot of work, but just because the past 50 people that you've seen made a claim and it turned out not to be real, the next one might be. How cool would it be to absolutely prove that something paranormal, regardless of what it is, existed, but at the same time, being able to explain things so we can move past the ones that aren't, or things that aren't, or maybe even help people, you know, somebody believes they're being terrorized by demons in their house, and I jump to the conclusion and go, well, no, there's nothing in your house because, you know, there's no such thing. You can't do that. You can say, let's go in and find out what's going on, because if you can come up, especially with a rational explanation, you can honestly help these people. And being able to jump to the conclusion of it absolutely is or isn't the right way to address things with the scientific method.
The other thing to point out is that all you need are a very few UFO cases with ironclad evidence, ghost cases, whatever, to prove there is a mystery.
Just
it
like
doesn't
Bigfoot.
Take 20,000 cases. It just takes a few.
Right. Yeah, like I was saying, just like Bigfoot, bring me a body. That's all I need. And not a frozen suit, no, a refrigerator. But that's the thing, is we just need the one thing. And that's what we hope for. That's what we keep trying for. But you have to be willing to say this wasn't it. Or kind of where we usually find ourselves of, we don't know what it was because we currently don't have enough evidence to determine one way or the other. I don't want to jump in and say, I don't know what it was, therefore it was this. I want to say, I don't know what it was, and I'll keep looking. And we will keep researching until we figure out what it was. But until you can actually come up with that concrete evidence, it's not really right to say, I heard a noise in my backyard and I think it was a Bigfoot because it wasn't a tree scratching on the window. Well, there's a lot of other possibilities. So up until you have that concrete evidence, you just have to keep looking.
Well, that's a responsible way of going about it. And but what gets me is in the land of the skeptics, and I know you seem to be a very open-minded, healthy skeptic, a constructive skeptic. But I mean, we've talked to the other ones, and they seem to put forth the idea that, well, anyone that believes in this stuff behaves like the average citizen without much or any background in ufology or the paranormal other than what they've seen on TV or cinema. They don't recognize that there are people who take it seriously and already weeded out a lot of the signal from the noise and know that there is something going on that isn't explainable but is going on. So,
well, and one thing you'll find, and this is on both sides, both on the, I don't like to use the word skeptic because that should mean right there in the middle where we should all be, a cynic on either side that is absolutely convinced there is no possibility that this is happening, whatever this is, be it, you know, natural or paranormal, they just are blind to it. Or the other side where everything is paranormal. And I'll kind of give you an example. One of the things that I find interesting is I'll talk to a lot of people that are in ghost hunting, and they'll say, well, we really need to go out and do an investigation at some place because we get so many results at our house or our friends' houses or here. And I'm like, is there any place you ever go that you don't get results? Well, no. It's like, well, then we really need to look at this because either you guys have pulled off some sort of a miracle or you're misinterpreting data.
Right. Of course. But then, okay, let's return for a moment to our previous guest, Preston Dennett. He's been looking at UFOs and cases for, well, at least a couple of decades. The show was really interesting. Talked about schoolyard UFOs where, you know, groups of dozens of kids have seen them, including sometimes teachers. But he had an experience where one of the people he was associated with said that they could actually call down a UFO, and he challenged her to do that, and he said that she actually did that. They went out into the forest, and this big golden sphere appeared and, you know, 50 yards away from them, plain as day. So what do we do? Do we just assume that that's something he's making up?
No, at that point we say, if this person is capable of doing that, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. But let's examine it. So if this person can truly do that, let's get a hold of them. Let's document it.
We've got more to come with Brian Bonner. Do we find the right person? What do? If we find that individual More to come with Gene Randall. Brian, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're looking here into beliefs, belief systems, UFOs, paranormal evidence, multiverse. So many things to talk about. Randall?
Right. Yeah. So just before the break, again, we are talking about evidence and the type of thing, well, where when somebody sees a craft that appears to them you know, large, like he says, this thing was like as large as a house and it wasn't that far away. It's pretty hard to say, well, this is an illusion, especially if two people are looking at it. Okay, so where's the evidence for the rest of us? Well, I'm pretty sure that, you know, the evidence was there for those two people.
Well, and the thing is, if somebody has the skill to, you know, call one of these things on command, that is wonderful. Let's get them. Let's not have them go into the woods with one person. You only have two witnesses. Let's take a team of scientists, a set of news reporters, anything. So there's multiple witnesses other than just two people.
Isn't that the interesting thing about every time we try to do that with these things, then they don't show up? I think we've gotten to the point now where we know that something is going on. There's been too many reports and too many people who have had experiences. I mean, I've had an experience. I imagine you probably have had some kind of an experience. We can't be the only ones in the world who were having them. That'd be really egotistical of us to think, well, it's only you and me that actually had an experience. And all the rest of the thousands of other people, they're just making it up. That just doesn't seem reasonable. Something is going on, but it doesn't want us to get that scientifically valid material evidence. So what does that imply to you, Brian?
That implies to me that, I don't know, we're approaching it wrong, perhaps, because what other phenomena, what other measurable thing have we ever found that we had to, you know, sneak up from behind to capture it? It's either something that is truly paranormal, that there's absolutely no way to explain it because it won't let us, and at that point you're looking at some sort of, you know, supreme being, practically. Because,
well, how about this? Look at it from the scientific perspective. Let's suppose you're running some sort of wildlife experiment where you're trying to assess the behavior of some species in the wild. Are you going to want to insert yourself into the experiment? Or are you going to want to keep yourself out of the experiment as much as possible so that you get an unbiased result?
Well, I think the answer is twofold. If it's somebody that claims to be able to summon these things down, you would have no choice but to become involved. Do I think being an impartial observer at a distance is important? Depending on what it is, absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the things with the whole ghost aspect of things is we've always made sure that when we're approaching, you know, some sort of a claimed haunting, we don't insert ourselves into the picture because we can influence the equipment that we have. You know, we can change readings on meters. We can accidentally put a shadow on a wall. And by taking ourselves out of the equation, it helps us collect that data.
Exactly.
However, the data that we're looking for there is different than if a UFO is truly just some sort of a spacecraft. It's no different than somebody pulling up in a car and us, you know, snagging a picture of the car or going up and taking a sample off of it. It's two different, I can't say realities, it's two different mediums that we're working with.
Well, what I'm saying is if we're the species under investigation and they're the ones who are studying us, why would they want to put themselves into the experiment any more than we would want to put ourselves into the experiment if we were doing that? And typically we don't.
At some point, nobody's perfect. Something's going to slip, and that might be what you're looking at.
Exactly.
You know, the whole, let's back up to the beginning of this and say, let's all forget about the, are we in a simulation, and say, are we in a zoo?
Exactly. You know, if this is, Earth is some sort of wildlife preserve and they're trying to figure out our behavior and what we will do under certain circumstances, given certain kinds of stimulus that we can't be sure about, then it really adds up to an explanation for the behavior, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And at the same time, you've come up with yet another possible explanation. So, you know, it's one of those things of we need to be able to put that on our list too, because there's so many other possibilities. And up until we can stick a nail in one of them and say, this is it, we just need to keep looking at them.
Of course, and you know, what we can do while we're looking at them is to map out the various aspects of them so that over time, the picture becomes clearer and clearer about what seems to be really going on.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things with the whole ghost side of things is, you know, we look for, and it's generally because we can explain things at that point, but we look for patterns. It's like, you know, does this happen at a certain time of the day, a certain time of the month? All of these different things to find out maybe if we can find some sort of a basic pattern to what's happening or some set of conditions that need to be met for this to happen, we can either look for it or recreate those conditions to see if we can measure it, if we can see it, if we can call the ET down.
That's separating out the signal from the noise. And I think we have to do that. Definitely we have to do that. Like the late Stanton Friedman said, you know, there's lots of things that aren't flying saucers. We're interested in the ones that are and why they're here and what they're doing here, you know.
Right, but when you look at people, I mean, let's take any of us in this conversation right now. If we see something that we can't identify that's unusual, that flies by in the middle of the night, we just don't have enough information on it. So can you do some research on it? Possibly. Can you talk to people and explain what it was? Probably. But at the same time, unless you have some sort of a credible video, a measurement, not just multiple witness reports, because you know, unfortunately people can be convinced otherwise. We just need to keep looking at these individually. You know, one thing that just came up to my mind that I think is kind of an interesting case to discuss. Did you ever see the memory experiments that were done on a group of people who believed that they were going to it was a reality TV show, and they were going to be going on a basically flower hunt?
Before we look for the flowers and the roses and whatever else, I don't know much about flowers. Brian Gene Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Judiciary Committee Democrats are planning to cut short their summer break and return to Washington early to work on gun violence bills. There's no word if Republicans on the committee have been invited. The action follows the mass shootings in Dayton and El Paso. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there's only so much the House can do.
We've done our job. We've sent the bill that will save the most lives to the Senate.
President Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell have expressed a new openness to gun legislation. At least 13 people have been arrested in Portland, Oregon, during demonstrations by right-wing groups and anti-fascist protesters. Police say at least one person was injured at the scene and was taken to the hospital. The right-wing rally was organized by the Proud Boys. The right was assembled on one side of the river and the left was gathered on the other. The bridge between was closed. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
No, no more flowers. No more. Brian, well, Gene, and Randall, let's continue.
Well, what I was saying is there was an experiment that was done. There was a group of people that were told that they were going to be on a reality TV show, and they were going on a walking tour in kind of a mountainous area, and they were going to try and identify different species of flowers. Well, little to their knowledge, they all had cameras on their heads so they could see their reaction and what they were looking at. As they were walking through a field, they came across a taped off area, you know, just, you know, do not enter, caution, that sort of a thing. And one guy came running up and said that they weren't allowed to be in that area and they just needed to move along. They went back to these people. It was about 6 months later to ask them what had happened, you know, not just with that, but about the show. And all of them had these recollections of running across what appeared to be some sort of a crash site with multiple like MPs threatening them to leave. Not all of them, but a lot of them had these memories, and they were all slightly different. But when they'd play the video back for them, they'd say, that, you know, this didn't happen. And even though they were watching video that had been taken from a camera that was mounted on them, I had the hardest time trying to, you know, cope with the fact that their memory wasn't accurate. And I thought that was a really amazing experiment because, you know, they kind of forced them to UFO crash zone without actually having one.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And sure, we can come up with lots of examples of how memory fails us. But at the same time, the human memory is also amazing. There's also a flip side, right? We can be really skeptical about it and critical about it, and we need to recognize certain realities, but I'm just turned 61. I haven't lived in my home where I was born since I was 7 years old. And yet I know I can find it. I could go directly to that house. I know the address. I know where it is. I know what it looks like. And I would have no problem going there to this day. And we can all probably remember things from our childhood perfectly well. Human memory is actually really amazing in some ways. And it also has self-correction, too. When somebody says, well, no, that's not quite right, we can think about it and go, well, yeah, you're right. Maybe that wasn't the way that it was. It must have been a different way. So what are we looking at in terms of memory? We've got human memory, we've got machine memory, we've got tape memory, we've got film. All of that has flaws, artifacts. It can be damaged. It can be lost. So what are we comparing it to?
Well, and that's one of the things that I say, you know, given the fact that all of this is, like you say, there's something fallible in all of the monitoring technique, be it, you know, taking measurements, VOs, human perception, whatever it may be. So one of the only ways that we're going to be able to, you know, prove or disprove something beyond the shadow of a doubt is to be able to have multiple sources of data. You know, unless it's something absolutely amazing, you know, yeah, you have a Bigfoot body, you have a chunk of a UFO that's just something we've never seen before. But if it's something, you know, very fleeting, like a UFO sighting or a ghost wandering through a building or that sort of a thing, we need multiple data sets to be able to at least start to come up with some sort of, you know, explanation, be it paranormal or otherwise.
Right. That's definitely true. And of course, I think there's enough experiences out there that count as multiple data sets. And that this brings up this interesting point again, where, okay, I think that anyone who does their homework on it enough recognizes that there are enough truly strange experiences out there in terms of cases that haven't been explained and don't seem to have any natural, known, mundane explanation, and that can't simply be written off as a misperception or a hoax, to go, well, okay, something is going on.
Right, and that's kind of what I'm alluding to is, are there a lot of cases out there that we haven't been able to explain? Absolutely. But one of the things that I always say is, we haven't been able to explain this yet. We may not have all the data that we need. We may not have the technology we need. We may just not have come up with the proper theory that we need to analyze it correctly. And that's why we need to, you know, be willing to say, I don't know what this was. And up until I can come up to a conclusion, I will keep looking at it.
But isn't that an insufficient data conclusion? That's kind of a category the Air Force had with Project Blue Book. Not enough information to make a decision, and therefore it's insufficient. Not, we have what appears to be enough information and we still don't know what it is.
Well, and, you know, where is that level of we have enough information? Because, you know, even with what we know now, we still, you know, like I said, you know, 1,000 years from now are going to be able to have such different technology. We'll be able to measure things that, you know, are outside of our concept right now. So is it enough information? Who knows?
Well, that's what makes this, if it's beyond our technology, beyond our means, then it's something alien to us. It's beyond our civilization. So that's where we can say, well, it's something alien.
Well,
it may not be ET. It may not be from another planet. But then we have a certain hierarchy of, okay, like Gene just said, there was when they did the original investigations, the insufficient data, that was like at 22.72%. Those were all the cases where there just wasn't enough to be able to say one way or the other. But then they had the unknowns, and they were at 26.94%, and an unknown was where the report apparently contained all the pertinent data necessary to suggest a valid hypothesis concerning a cause or explanation, but the description of the object or its motion can't be correlated with any known object or phenomena.
Right, so, but I'll take you back to the land of science fiction here for a minute, because there's a quote I think is really kind of applicable to this. You know, you were saying if we can't explain it, you know, it has to be X. Let's go back to a tribe that's never encountered other humans before, you know, sees a plane. To them, that's something that, you know, the gods are doing or something like that. But, you know, I think
exactly.
You know, Arthur C. Clarke nailed it. You know, any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic.
Exactly.
And so just because we aren't advanced enough to understand what it is doesn't necessarily mean that we don't have the ability to label it, because it's beyond our understanding.
Sure we do. We can label it. We can say it's alien. It's not ours. Didn't make it. We have no idea where it came from or what it is or how to make it. It's alien to us.
Right.
And it can move faster than any of our aircraft. It can outperform any of our aircraft. It's some sort of a craft. It seems to be made of something solid. It has radar returns. It leaves traces. It's something.
And I think you're using – it's kind of like going back to where we were saying ET. We need different definitions, because right now the standard definition of alien means it has absolutely traversed, you know –
well, that's
unimaginable
distances, right?
Of space. Right.
That's interstellar. Alien, it just means it comes from beyond the boundaries and constructs of your immediate, well, in our case, civilization. I'm going at it from more of a biological point of view, like an alien species is an invasive species, right? So you look at it from that point of view.
You know what? Before we define any further, we've got to do our break now. And then we'll look at the other side. What is an alien? Well, to some people, just somebody from across the border. More to come with Gene Randall and Brian. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100, ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
In short, Randall, there are aliens and there are aliens. Guys, continue.
Exactly. There's two definitions. Alien, which is something outside of a specific set of something.
Yeah.
And then there is aliens, which is little green men.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And,
so, by using the word alien, it's just like using the word ET. I think it has such a stigma with it that when you say it's alien, people are going to jump to the conclusion that not that it's something we don't understand and it's, quote, alien to us. They're going to hear that and say, you know, I don't know what it was, therefore he says it's little green men.
Exactly. That's what the average citizen and the average news reporter that has no training in ufology or any background on it immediately does. But anyone that does have some background can sift it out. So those people need to be educated.
Well, do they need to be educated, or do we need to be able to come up with different words? We need to be able to give the public a word that it understands. And that's why I say, you know, not enough data has always, or, you know, not enough data isn't even what I'm using. It's the, I just don't know. People can understand that. Because if I tell them, you know, honestly, I could say something.
That's kind of evading the whole thing though, right? That's sort of leaving it up to someone to fill in the blank when it can't be anything else but something alien. And then we don't know what it is, but it's nothing that we know of.
If I go to somebody's house and they say, we think we have demons in our house.
Okay.
And I say, you know, I just don't have enough information. I can't tell you what you have. So should I jump to the conclusion because they said it was demons, it's demons, or should I jump to the conclusion that I think it was a multidimensional thing because that's what I believe, or should I say that it was their dead grandmother because that's what I believe? There's just not enough information to tell me what that is.
Those are really good examples.
And because there's so many possibilities of explanations, until you can say, you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, it was X, it's okay to say, I don't know what it was. I don't know doesn't mean I'm going to stop. I don't know doesn't mean you're wrong. I don't know means we're going to keep looking. We need to keep gathering information. We need to keep looking into it.
That's the most responsible thing that we can do, honestly.
Yeah,
I mean, really.
And I'm completely open to it. You know, is there possibly an extraterrestrial out there? Out there, absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, statistically impossible to say there isn't. Are they here? I don't think so, but I can't say no either. And
yeah, right.
I'm open to the possibilities. So every time somebody comes to me and says, you know, I have this, you've got to look at it. You've got to examine it for its own merits and say, okay, let's find out what it is that you have.
Yeah, let's see if we can identify it. And if we can't, well, then, you know, we'll keep looking. Again, that's the most responsible way to do things. And you really hit on something that absolutely, another thing that drives me nuts when I get talking to people who are investigating the paranormal, and especially ghosts. And you're like a breath of fresh air and reason in this whole field, because I can't tell you how many times I've had a conversation with someone who is a ghost hunter who is convinced that what they're dealing with is the spiritual, you know, some sort of continuity of consciousness, person being ghost, that is on the other side in that whole model of thinking, that whole particular paradigm. They believe that that is what it is. And when I say, well, how do we know that? I mean, maybe what we're dealing with is something else. It's just making us think that, setting us up with a certain kind of stimulus to draw that conclusion.
And we all go in with our own bias.
Yeah. But, I mean, if we say, well, you know, how do we know that? I mean, isn't that one of the first questions that we should be asking? You know, what do you think it is? And a person says, well, I think it's my dead grandmother. Well, how do you know that?
Exactly.
Right?
And, well, and the thing is, like I say, it, especially, you know, the example you did with the ghosts, it really is depending on the bias of the investigator. If I took a cryptid hunter, a ghost hunter, and a UFO hunter, and put them in the woods with a specific set of, you know, stuff that we have all absolutely say faked, each one of them would come forward to say that they found what it was that they were looking for, because they're so biased in what they're looking for. You have to be able to go in, and I mean, this is such an oversaid thing, but so true. You have to have an open mind.
You make such an excellent point there. I'm just going to say this because, you know, maybe this is my own bias, my own skeptical bias or whatever you want to call it. But if I were to say, well, afterlives are impossible, they're just logically impossible, and therefore it can't be some dead person in an afterlife. Right?
That is a possibility.
Shouldn't we be able to simply write off certain claims based on whether or not they're actually possible at all in the first place? And just say, well, okay, we have a phenomena here.
But jumping to the conclusion
that it's, you know, some dead relative is going way beyond any logical analysis that we can come up with. There's no way to say that it's even possible.
But I hate to say this. You can't always jump to the most logical conclusion all the time. Occam's razor is one of my favorite things. I love it. I think we should all apply it. However, let me give you an example. We had an investigation where during the middle of the night in an empty room, a chair moved by itself. Freaked all of us out. Got it on
video. Did you see this? Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah, we've got the video.
All right.
And did we jump to the conclusion that it was a ghost? Absolutely not. We jumped to the conclusion of, that's really cool. Let's see if we can figure out what this was. And we went through every possible scenario we could come up with and absolutely couldn't come up with anything. It's like, I don't know what it was. And a lot of the stories that went around the haunting, it actually kind of matched up with. But just because it matched up with the stories a little bit, it doesn't prove that it's a ghost. So we brought in a bunch of people with big degrees and big brains and said, you know, we want you guys to look at this and see if you can come up with any explanations. And one of them came up with an explanation that was, and picture this, it's on the second story of a building, but there is a fire escape that goes up to this room. So the theory was that in the middle of the night, while we weren't looking, a midget crawled up this fire escape, went in through the window, snuck under the table, and moved the chair without us seeing, and then ran back out.
Okay.
Now, the part about this that is so frustrating is if you look at it logically, we know midgets exist. We
little
got
people.
The data.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not being honest.
Yeah, okay. I think I get your drift here.
So, you know, is it a rational explanation of something that could have happened? Absolutely. But we know that didn't happen. But we can't initially prove that didn't happen. It is just as likely, if not more likely, of an explanation than anything else that we'd come up with to that point.
Why does it have to be a midget? Why can't it be a small child? You know, like a 10, 12-year-old child who may be also, say, 4 feet, 4.5 feet tall. You know, we're going to split in a moment here, guys. We're going to split in a moment. I just raised a pretty silly possibility, but maybe it's not. It's making assumptions, and I want to really present a viewpoint on that in the next segment. We wanted to remind you that the PowerCast Plus is the best way to hear the show because we give you a commercial-free version, the After the PowerCast podcast and more. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com for more. With Gene Randall and Brian, you're in
the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive PowerCast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items. And entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the PowerCast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a PowerCast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.thepowercast.com, store.thepowercast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, and multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the PowerCast. You go to store.thepowercast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.